This is URN.
The Popular Table Breakdown.
Jin, whatever I do it to protect you. So you understand?
I understand.
You want to get out of here?
Our rebellion is all that remains to push back the Empire.
You think you might be able to help us?
When was the last time you were in contact with your father?
What is this?
It appears he is critical to the development of a super weapon.
If my father built this thing, we need to find him.
All right. How many do I need?
They are requesting a call sign.
It's, Rogue. Rogue One.
Would you believe me if I said I was from another planet?
God, yeah.
Right.
Whoever you are, I am what waits for you. And I am war itself.
I used to be the caretaker here.
You've heard of me, haven't you?
You can't seriously expect these juveniles to deal with whatever's going to come through these tears in space and time.
Through to what?
It's like a hellmouth.
All that town in Once Upon a Time.
All the Vampire Diaries.
We watch Vampire Diaries.
Everyone's very attractive.
Yes, it's true.
So those were the trailers for Rogue One.
Fair point. They are very attractive.
They are. Ian Somerhalder. It's so fit. Points for him.
I'm going to try this again. If you were just tuning in, those were the trailers for Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, and Class, the Doctor Who spin-off, that both of which are coming out this week. Class is already out.
And, it is.
And people are still giggling because of references made to other shows in the trailers about attractive men.
I do like that, though. I like it when shows reference each other.
I think that's
so
brilliant.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm just going to, you know, I'm just going to ask around, what are people's favourite spin-offs? Anyone?
Who wants to start?
Movies or TV shows?
Anything.
Okay, so my all-time favourite TV show is a spin-off.
Okay.
Law & Order SVU.
Ooh.
Deep, dark, love it.
I'm guessing that is a spin-off of the original Law & Order. Yes.
It's a spin-off of that.
That's the one with that woman who was in the Taylor Swift video.
She was in the Taylor Swift video.
Because Taylor Swift named her cat after that character,
yeah,
right?
Olivia Benson.
That's it.
Yeah,
she's really cool.
One of my favourite things about Law & Order SVU is the number of people who accidentally call it Law & Order SUV, and it just makes you think of a car every single time.
They should make that.
They should, totally should. Do you think, have you seen the original Law & Order?
Yeah.
Do you think the spin-off's better?
Yes.
You do?
I think it is better.
So I stopped watching the original one and continue to watch SVU.
Yeah, SVU is really good.
That's an impressive show, because that is in like season 17 or something, isn't it? Like,
Wow.
It is like,
I've seen every
that's a big deal.
They've changed most of the cast apart from her.
Yeah, so it's like had a rotation almost of like new characters coming in as old ones leave. Like,
so for people who aren't familiar with it, it's a crime procedural drama.
Yeah, it's focused on people who are victims of vicious felonies. I think that's what it says in the title sequence.
Special Victims Unit.
Yeah,
is that what it stands for?
Special Victims Unit. So it's like a crime drama.
Okay.
And each episode is an episode in itself, but there are like underlying stories that follow through from season one. So like if you're gonna start at season one and then work your way through to season 17, like my
give yourself a couple of years
or a couple of weeks. Take reading week off.
Yeah, you don't really need to do anything else while you're watching it. It's fantastic.
Now, Alex, I have an idea of what yours might be, but I'll indulge you.
I'm not sure that it is my favourite, but it's the one I'm very hyped about at the moment because it's celebrating its 10 years anniversary. It's Uncover, of the latest Doctor Who magazine, and from that you might have the... You might know what I'm going to talk about, which is Torchwood. And I mean, the cast is just so good. I mean, we're not going to talk about the four theories because we don't talk about the four series. But the first two and the third series as well, which is so good. I mean, it's like Doctor Who, but different for a more... I mean, if you don't know what Torchwood is, basically you've got Captain Jack Harkness, a.k.a.
John Barrowman.
Yeah, John Barrowman. John Barrowman. And just the best. From which we may have seen if you've watched Doctor Who in the first... I think he arrived in the first series.
Mm-hmm. He was in Series 3 as well, wasn't he? He showed up in Series 3.
Yeah, he showed up as well. And basically he is in charge of Torchwood, was in charge of investigating some alien stuff that right. were mainly happening in Cardiff. And it's great. I've really enjoyed it when I watched it, and John Barrowman said he wanted it to come back, and honestly, if it comes back to a UK based rather than being part American as the fourth TV series and with good production values and good scripts and good actors and stuff, then I'm all for it to come back.
There's a lot of radio dramas from, you know, Big there Finish is. And Torchwood, yeah. isn't there as well?
Yeah. I really want to listen to them. I don't have time, but I really want to.
You know, can I jump off on that? Because
please do.
One of my, probably, this is a kid's show, but was like my favourite spin-off ever, which is also very appropriate, was actually the Sarah Jane Adventures. When I was a kid, I adored Elizabeth Sladen. I mean, I still do. I could watch that show now, even though it was for kids. I mean, Elizabeth Sladen is like, for me, the ultimate Doctor Who companion. And I thought that show was just so great, you know. And as well, it was so great, I thought, to see a show where you had a 60-plus-something-year-old woman as the lead for a children's show, which, you know, maybe they might traditionally have not thought would have been, you know, a good demographic. And it was the most popular show ever on CBBC.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so awesome. And I literally, I think when she died, that was like...
Spoiler alert.
In real life.
Elizabeth Sladen.
When Elizabeth Sladen died. I swear, that really hit me. I really felt that. I was really sad about that.
Even at the time, I wasn't following the series. I was quite new to Doctor Who at the time. And it just really... hit me, because also I was already I already had a subscription to the Doctor Who magazine, and they did one full magazine issue just on that, and she just seemed to be the most genuine and nice and kind person, and that's so sad.
Yeah, I mean, but it's interesting that it is the 10-year anniversary. I hadn't actually realised that it was 10 years of Torchwood, because obviously class is now out this year, and I don't know whether that was something they had planned, or whether that was something to do with the fact that Doctor Who is currently undergoing a creative change. But class looks interesting. Based off the trailer, it looks like it's based at the school that Clara Oswald, who was the most recent companion, was a teacher at, and it's kind of a bunch of kids from that school now taking on, you know, rifts in time and space, which looks really cool.
I mean, I want to watch it. So far, I haven't watched it. One of my friend has, and one of the comments that she made was that she didn't really like it because it tried to be too much Torchwood.
Right.
But it didn't work, so I really want to see if that's true or if she's just being...
I mean, it's being hyped as, like, the British version of Buffy. So that's, like, what it's being promoted as. So I'll be interested to see if it is as good as that.
Yeah, that could be an interesting one. Victoria, you were saying earlier in the studio that you don't really watch many spin-offs.
No, but I did watch one.
Oh, ooh, we found one.
Yes, I watched one, the real one and the spin-off.
Okay,
so the real one was Beverly Hills 90210.
Mm-hmm. 90210.
Yeah, it's so good, and I love it that it goes through the 90s, and you see the fashion and this, you know, the school and the drama, which was very different than what we see nowadays in Gossip Girl and, you know, Guilty Pleasures kind of TV series. But 90210, it's interesting, but not really. It's one of those things.
It's interesting.
Oh, I'm going to justify what I mean. It's a guilty pleasure.
Sure.
You watch it and you're tired. You had a long day, and then you just see it and go like, yeah, fine. Good to see before I go to bed.
Sure.
But
it doesn't add anything to your mind. You don't finish the show thinking, oh wow, this is so deep, or there's a transformation here.
As is the case with most teen TV, though.
True.
I think some of them, they're a bit more creative, though, and better written, like Gilmore Girls. It's exceptionally well written, I would say so. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it wouldn't even be back, I guess.
Can we just mention, though, that sometimes spin-offs can be a complete disaster?
Oh, like, God, yeah.
Do we dare even mention Joey, the spin-off from Friends?
Oh, didn't happen. God. Didn't happen. Completely didn't happen. I have no idea what you're talking about. But no, you are absolutely right. Sometimes they can be a complete and utter disaster, which is in so many cases, in those cases, it's very much a case of them trying to tap in mm-hmm. to the popularity of a show that's ending. In most cases, for the money. Mm-hmm. Sort of a bit like The Cursed Child.
But sometimes it's great.
Shots fired.
I'm currently looking at the Wikipedia list of all TV series spin-offs.
Uh-huh.
And
Wikipedia, we love you.
Mm-hmm. And I can't think why I forgot. How could I have forgotten this gem of pop culture called Xena, the Warrior Princess?
Of course, that was a spin-off. I love it. Like, oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Which is also making a comeback. Thank you.
Is it?
Yeah, very, very soon.
I remember that on Channel 5 in the mornings when I was a kid.
Yeah, that was a fantastic one.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, do you know Skins?
Yeah.
Yes, there is also a spin-off, which is the American version. And it's so bad. I'm so sorry. The British one, it's 100 times better.
That tends to be the case whenever you've had like a British TV show that's worked really well because of like... A lot of British humour is dry and sarcastic.
Yeah, like they've tried it with Queer as Folk. They tried it
In Between Us.
I think The Office kind of worked.
I say The Office is the biggest success. I'm talking about The Office. Parks and Rec was originally conceived as a spin-off of The Office before it became its own show.
One of my favourite TV shows of all time is a spin-off, and that's Frasier. And I love it to bits. Yeah. It was a spin-off of Cheers. Mm-hmm. But to me, Frasier was... Just a slightly superior show, mostly because of the absolute joy that was watching Kelsey Grammer, and I'm just consistently being the pretentious toff that he was on the radio, no less. Frasier was a fantastic spin-off. I'm being a Marvel fan, I'm kind of addicted to spin-offs because we get quite a few. We obviously got all of the Netflix ones, and the Netflix ones spun off their own spin-offs with The Punisher coming out, and then you had Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then Agent Carter, which we want back, which we said earlier in the show, and which we will keep saying over and over and over again. But obviously you now have Star Wars coming up with its own spin-off series. You've got Rogue One, then you're going to get the new Han Solo spin-off in 2 years' time, I believe.
I think so.
Just cast Danny Glover as the
Lando
Calrissian.
Are you happy about it?
I am. I'm excited about it. I do think that certain spin-offs do work. Mm. And I think that it really kind of depends on what you're doing with them. I'm going to be very honest and ever so slightly cynical and admit that almost all spin-offs are money grabs. In essence, they are. But some of them are very clearly money grabs where there is no scope for them in the first place, like Joey. But others are ones where you have kind of the basis of the spin-off already in place, and then you just go, oh, that's an idea. Let's pick that up and actually make that into a show.
Like, I'd say the most high-profile one coming up, one of the most high-profile ones is Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Which they're doing a five-film series, which I don't know what I feel about.
I'm
excited about the first one.
Yeah, but five films? I'm not sure.
At least J.K. Rowling is writing them. It gives it some sort of authenticity.
But that's what a lot of fans have been saying. Just stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. I feel like we could dedicate an entire hour to J.K. Rowling and the cult of her celebrity.
Yes.
I do want to ask, though, before we start signing off, do we also have any shows which we'd like spin-offs off, or any films that we'd like spin-offs off?
Puss in Boots was fantastic.
Puss in Boots was brilliant.
definitely like worth the spin-off.
Can I say though, Minions wasn't.
Minions was not.
I quite liked Despicable Me 1. I quite enjoyed Despicable Me 2. I don't know how I feel about them doing a Despicable Me 3.
If I see a middle-aged person post one more Minion meme on Facebook,
that's good. The fact that Minion meme is even a thing makes
Minion
me
meme needs to die a slow death.
A Minion.
No.
Victoria?
Yes, I forgot to mention there's this film which is like a comedy music / drama, which is called Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure.
You're kidding me. She got her own spin-off.
She got a spin-off in 2011, actually.
Why haven't we seen this? Right?
Movie night!
Right? Movie night, popular table social, everyone's invited, like the whole of URN's invited
it's
for this.
It's great. She wears pink from head to toe. It's amazing. She's a proper diva, you know?
I heard they tried to do a spin-off of Mean Girls, now that you mentioned pink, but thankfully that didn't take
off. Mean Girls too.
They did.
Oh,
mean
but it was like
girls.
Atrocious.
It was good. What?
No,
are
it's
you
atrocious.
Crazy?
I actually enjoy it a lot. It was just really fun.
No.
Because the Mean Girls were being, you know, very direct. They didn't went. She didn't wait until the end to give it back what, you know, the Mean Girls were doing. She was just being
so it was
mean
basically
well.
Like a short film rather than
there's
going to
be
hour.
A Mean Girls musical that's coming out next year.
Oh, no way.
Here's a question. Do
are you kidding
now,
me?
As a nice little segue into what will be the next show, do musicals count as spin-offs?
Yes.
Mm. Yes? Mm.
Mm. That's a very good question. Thanks for asking.
I would say so.
Mm.
It depends upon the musical. How relevant is the music? The musical.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I suppose a Mean Girls musical would be a spin-off of Mean Girls, seeing as the original wasn't a musical.